The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand.
You're on Fresh FM. I'm Amos.
And I'm Abby.
And this is TBH. If you guys didn't know, we have another voice in the room. Finally, it's been two episodes without a voice in the room. And that is Abby.
Hi.
If you guys don't know me personally, or if you do know me personally, you'll definitely know Abby. She has been begging me for the past, 25 episodes to be on the show. And now she finally gets to be on it. So congratulations, Abby, you've won.
Yay.
But so let's just get straight into the show. Abby, let's talk about you for a bit. Who are you? Give me some facts about yourself.
I'm Abby, Amos' sister, as you heard. I'm 10. And, yeah.
Okay, now let's talk about primary. Do you like being at primary, or would you rather be at college or intermediate or preschool?
I'd rather be at intermediate because my friends that are a year older than me, they are just going to intermediate now, and I'm still in primary, so, yeah.
Oh, that's so sad, Abby. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Hold
on. So you'd rather be intermediate, because I remember when I was in primary, I always wanted to leave, but now that I'm in college, I so desperately want to go back.
Yeah, that's what I feel like I would do.
So are you going to make the most of this year?
Probably.
Mm.
And I'm so excited for the Year 6 camp that we're going on for a week.
Oh, good job, Abby. All right. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to do something a bit different. We're going to have Gemma in the studio. We're not in the studio. This is a clip. We're going to give you a clip from Gemma's interview at the Able Tasman video. So we did an interview with Caitlin last week, and now we're going to do one with Gemma this week. So we're going to go straight into that. So remember, let's just go straight into it. Are you guys ready? Let's go.
These kids bloody need Wi-Fi to survive, I swear to God. I've been chilling with no phone.
Yeah, Caitlin, you're a struggler. But that's okay.
Can you see me?
Yeah. All right.
Hi, Amos.
Hello, guys, and welcome to the other interview show. My name is Amos Haring, and I'm being joined by a bee and Gemma.
Where's the bee?
Oh, it left. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Gemma. Hey. We've had quite a lot of history, Gemma. You created the TBH name.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Which created the TBH brand. Because you wanted to call it When Will They STFU. But I was like, hey, we've got a bit higher morals than that.
But I like that name.
Yeah, that's a good name. But
I like that one.
Yeah, me too.
If you make your own podcast, call it that and be my competition.
Yeah.
Because I don't have enough competition nowadays to push me. Yeah, I'll beat that out.
Yeah, you better.
But yeah, so, Gemma, how has your trip been so far? Positive? Negative?
Is Caitlin listening?
What?
Is Caitlin listening?
What does that mean?
Is she listening?
Guys, no. I literally want to go home because of her. Today's been so fun, but she's been nagging me. She's been nagging me so much. I want to go home. I want to go home. Can we catch the next boat? When will the boys be back? I'm like, bro, just leave me alone. I'm literally enjoying
today. She's talking about how you're complaining.
No swearing, please. Today has been so good, but Caitlin has been a f***ing bitch. Yep. Like, literally, bro, you can survive one whole f***ing day without Wi-Fi.
No, I actually can't. I have to snap my boyfriend.
I have to work. Then.
I'm not talking to you, Nate. Mate, now she's bloody breaking my umbrella.
Alright, thank you for your interview, Gemma.
No, I'm not done.
Okay, keep on ranting. Rant.
I literally would love to live here because there's like, when we came this morning, there was like barely anyone here, and that's why I like, when no one's here.
Do you know what would be a funny joke?
Right.
If instead, just to annoy Caitlin, we don't take the 3:30 one.
Yeah, I can tan then.
Or, what if we walk to Marahau?
And
leave. Only like 2.5 hours.
So, we might take the 5 o'clock one.
Let's go get some Wi-Fi.
That is funny.
So there you guys have it. There was our small, tiny little interview with Gemma Armstrong. We have just came out with another interview, which was super good. Our video is at about 98 views, and it's 6 days since its release. So let's get the number up there, guys. Let's get it up there. So anyways, let's get straight, let's talk about it. We've got some really exciting stuff coming up on our YouTube channel. We can't wait for everything to be released. So go and visit our YouTube channel. We've got MasterChef. We have an airport video. We have a fun park video. And we've also got, what else do we have? We've also got, the Abel Tasman video. And the Abel Tasman video is so funny to watch. Like, it was absolutely crack up. So make sure you go and watch that. And anyways, yeah, so you're on Fresh FM. I'm Amos.
And I'm Abby.
Oh, your microphone's not on. Oh. Go.
And I'm Abby.
And this is
TBH.
Fresh.
We were good. We were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn.
Fresh FM, I'm Amos.
And I'm Abby.
And this is
TBH.
104.8 in the Nelson Tasman area, 107.2 in the Nelson CBD, 88.9 in Blenheim, and 95.0 in the Eastern Golden Bay. And streaming to the planet on freshfm.net and the accessmedia.nz app. Abby, I've got a fun game that we should actually play together.
Okay.
It is called Would You Rather.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Would you rather have a face that everyone laughs at or a name that everyone laughs at? You've got both.
boy.
Okay.
Probably name.
A name? Yeah, because, like, it's kind of like don't judge a book by its cover. Like, you can't be called, like, a really cool name and then...
And, like, a name doesn't really judge your personality.
Well, it kind of does.
Not really.
Like, wait, stop tipping. When you think of, like, a, stop. When you think of, like, if you hear, like, the name Emily, what do you think of?
Emily. I just think of, like, a normal person.
Yeah, well, you get different, like, thoughts about different names, you know?
Yeah.
Or at least go for another one. Would you be smart but a total jerk, or really sweet but really dumb?
Really sweet but really dumb.
Really?
Yeah.
I would say you're, like, a jerk but really dumb.
Okay, well, I've got one for you.
Okay.
Would you rather swim with sharks, like, really, like, big sharks, and, like, they try to attack you and stuff, or jellyfish, and 100 jellyfish just attack you, and you get 100 jellyfish things, but, like, you don't die from the shark, you just get your leg bitten, not off, but just bitten.
I would choose get COVID and just stay home and not go for a swim. Actually, the other day I was at the beach and I was just like, you know how at Tahuna they've got those little slope things like on the concrete?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were just lying there and it was getting low tide and all of a sudden these jellyfish started washing up onto the concrete. And it was so cool. We could poke them, we could like touch them, we could throw them. And I realised that they still sting once they're dead. Yeah. I didn't get stung, no, but that's a fun fact.
You can touch the top. But
yeah, you can touch the top, but like if you touch the tail when they're dead, they can still sting you, I think.
Yeah, but like when they're in the sand, you can't really like if you lift it up, then it can't kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, not kill you.
Well, I don't ever think they can move. Can they move? I feel like
no, they can't.
I feel like the ocean only takes them stuff. Yeah. All right. Would you rather give up on social media or eat the same dinner for the rest of your life?
Eat the same dinner for the rest of my life.
Give up? Well, Abby, you are literally 10 years old and you wouldn't give up social media.
No, I love social media.
Yeah, I can tell that. She makes some really weird TikToks. But I would give up social media and have, like, different meals every night.
No, because Abby, choose, like, one really good dinner, like sushi.
Yeah, and then that's going to get bad over time.
No.
Yes, it will. Abby, if you think about it, you can't just have, like, one good meal and then...
Like, do you mean, like, give up Snapchat, like, any texting apps and, like, social media?
No. Messaging isn't social media.
Oh.
No. But stuff like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter,
I need
Snapchat, TikTok.
I need my Snapchat and TikTok.
You don't even have Snapchat.
I'm getting it.
Yeah, but, like, you can't live without it if you don't even have it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be alive. So, I'm just kind of wondering what that means.
Would you rather go to a restaurant that has really bad food or go to a circus where clowns haunt you for the rest of your life? And you have to eat the food and it's like, say like it's a sandwich with worms and bugs in it and stuff, like, and you have to eat three of those.
I would choose the first one.
Well, I'll choose the clowns because you could become friends with them.
And they haunt you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You never become friends with things that haunt you, Abby.
I love scary things.
No, you don't.
Oh, you should check out the new YouTube video.
It hasn't come out yet, Abby.
I know, but it's coming
out. We've got a new YouTube video coming out soon, and we went to a haunted retirement home. It was quite exciting, actually. And Abby went in, and she acted like, this isn't even scary. This isn't even funny. Like, this isn't even scary.
And then they jump scared me and my friends.
And you probably got haunted for the rest of your life.
No,
yeah, you did.
It's not even that scary.
No, you did.
No.
All right. Would you rather meet your favourite author or meet your favourite artist?
Artist.
What? Who would you meet?
What's his name? No, not his. I've got one, but I forgot.
Go.
Oh, probably just Charlie D'Amelio.
No, Abby. Oh, yeah.
Or Dixie.
I'd rather you give up on social media. Oh my gosh, Abby, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay then. Be like that.
Because then I can make a song with one of them and hang out with all, like, their famous friends, like Addison Rae.
Make a song with them?
Yeah.
Have you heard their songs?
Yeah.
No offense, but I don't really like their songs. Like,
they're so good.
Choose to be with any artist in your whole life, like, even the most famous ones who have, like, the richest friends, and you choose Charlie D'Amelio.
Yeah. What? I always will.
Oh, no, I grew out of that phase like 5 years ago. Oh my gosh, Abby, I can't even look at you the same now. Oh my gosh. All right, we're going to do one more and then we're going to go to a song.
Okay.
All right. Would you rather lose the ability to cry or cry every day 20 minutes randomly?
Lose the ability to cry.
Why?
Because.
Crying is just so healthy.
I know, but like, crying, it doesn't change anything. Like, if you just cry, nothing's gonna change.
Yeah, but it's good to let your emotions out.
Yeah, but you can just say, oh no, that's sad. You don't need to cry about it.
What? That's so weird for you to think, Abby. Oh my gosh, what? Wait, hold on. So you're just thinking, okay, if I never cry again, like, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Crying is, like, probably what you need in your life.
I already have long eyelashes. I don't need them longer when I cry.
Oh, my gosh, Abby. You're really like my sisters, eh?
Okay, I'm Abby.
And I'm Amos.
And this is TBH.
Oh, T B
H.
Te reo irirangi o te tauihu o te waka Māori, Fresh FM, tauke!
You're on Fresh FM, I'm Amos.
And I'm Abby.
And this is T?
B?
Oh, H. TBH, Amos Haring, Abigail Haring, and this is TBH. What else do we have to talk about today, Abby?
I don't know.
Abby, you've waited 24 episodes for this, and you haven't even come up with an idea on what you actually want to talk about. I think you should be a bit more organised than that, Abby. You know? Oh my gosh. How about we talk about a fun fact?
Okay.
A man was arrested for doing naked yoga in a Planet Fitness. Abby!
I'm just... Okay, yeah?
You don't just turn on your phone when you do that.
Okay, yeah?
A man was arrested for doing naked yoga in a Planet Fitness gym because he thought it was a judgment-free zone.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like, and then...
Whoa.
Yeah. He walked in, took off his clothes at the door, walked in, did some yoga on the floor, and people began to get worried and was like, hey, this isn't okay. And then they called the police and he got arrested. But it was like, it was a judgment-free zone, so that's kind of a bit misleading, you know?
Yeah.
Which is another weird story.
Yeah. But
there you go. Oh, let's do a movie review, Abby.
Oh, yeah.
You won't know the story, so you just got to react, okay?
Okay.
All right? So... Okay, here's my little story for you guys.
Wait, what movie is it?
It's a TV show.
Oh.
It's a TV show called The Mick. The Mick is a TV show that I've been binging with my friends quite lately.
Whoa.
I've been binging it with my friends lately, and it's been really good. Like, we've gone from watching The Last Man on Earth to watching this show, and it was such a good show. Like, I highly recommend watching it. It's about this poor sister who's, like, lives in a crappy town over in Rhode Island, and, you know, she doesn't have the best life. And she has to take care of her sister's kids because, like, you know, she, like, her parents got arrested for fraud and had to flee the country.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh, Abby. Wait for the good time, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And, yeah, so they had to do that. And she's so funny because she's, like, an arrogant, like, person who, like, takes care of herself, and she's living in this massive mansion with so much money and stuff, and it has so many plot twists. It's so funny. There's, like, a character called Ben.
Plot twist!
There's a character called Ben who's, like, a really, like, who's, like, a tiny, like, little baby boy, but he's so funny and, like, crazy. But, yeah, that's kind of a bit about it. And, yeah, so I highly recommend watching it. It's on Disney Plus, and we've just started a new series called Raising Hope. I don't have much hope for the show, but my friends do, so... That's what I'm going to talk about next episode. What else, Abby?
Okay, I've got a thing that we could do.
What?
Speed questions.
Okay, you doing it?
Okay, you can do it. I'll do it to you, and then you can do it to me.
Really? Okay, let's go.
Okay, favourite movie?
My favourite movie is Borat.
Okay. Favourite colour?
My favourite colour... is a mix of turquoise, purple, blue, green. Green. A little hint of magenta. That's a joke. My favorite color is blue.
Okay. Favorite sibling.
Me. I'm gonna say Bella.
Oh my gosh, the oldest.
The older sister, the more relaxed one, the one that buys me stuff. Yeah. When was the last time you bought me something?
Well, that's... You have to buy me stuff. That's your job. I don't buy you stuff.
Okay, move on.
Okay. If you were to be anything in life and you could just become it straight away, what would you be?
What?
If you could become anything in life and you just say it, what would you be?
I got a good one, but it's just stuck in my head. What's his name again? So if I could be anything in the world,
yeah,
and I just say what it is.
Or anyone.
Like shapeshift. I would be the dad from Norris Nuts.
Why?
Abby, next question.
Who is the Norris Nuts?
How do you not know the Norris Nuts?
I just don't. Okay. If you had 3 wishes, what would they be? Okay, and
Justin.
The last one.
Justin Norris, that's his name.
Okay.
He's the dad of the Norris Nuts.
I don't know even the Norris Nuts.
Yep, there's.
Okay, if you have 3 wishes, what would they be? This is
Brooke,
the last question.
There's Justin, there's Socky, there's Biggie, there's Naz.
What's the name Socky?
Yeah.
That's the most random name.
What about Disco? Or Biggie?
No, but why would you name your
Naz?
Kid? But why would you name your kid Socky?
Because what if they came out of the womb and they smelled like sock?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I've got a question for you, Abby.
Okay, speed questions for me now.
All right. Talk about your pain when you got your teeth out yesterday. She's got 2 teeth out yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It was annoying because yesterday when I got my teeth out, my mouth just didn't stop bleeding. But luckily my dad brought me home a chocolate milkshake after... He took my dog on the beach. Oh, Jamila, don't hear that. Beach? Do you want to go to the beach? And yeah, it didn't hurt that much. It didn't hurt as much as I thought it would be. and I've got two huge holes in my teeth.
Oh, exciting, Abby.
No, my mouth, not my teeth.
Oh, yeah. Holes in your mouth, not your teeth. Not your teeth, okay?
No, not my teeth.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about... I don't know anymore. I think... Should we just wrap up the episode right now?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So, thank you all for listening.
I'm Abby.
And I'm Amos.
And this is T.
Wait, hold on. I don't even have a song. Go. I'm Amos.
And I'm Abby.
And this was
T.
Oh.
T-B-H.
Oh, hold on, Abby. Cracky. T-B-H.
Bye.
Same bed, but it feels just a little bit bigger now. Our song on the radio, but it don't sound the same. When our friends talk about you, all it does is just tear me down. 'Cause my heart breaks a little when I hear your name. It all just sounds like ooh. Should've gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party, 'cause all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. My selfish ways caused a good, strong woman like you to walk out my life. Now I never, never get to clean up the mess I made. Oh, and it haunts me every time I close my eyes. It all just sounds like ooh. Too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers and held your hand. Should have gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party, 'cause all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. Although it hurts, I'll be the first to say that I was wrong. Oh, I know I'm probably much too late to try and apologize for my mistakes, but I just want you to know. I hope he buys you flowers. I hope he holds your hand. Give you all his hours when he has the chance. Take you to every party, 'cause I remember how much you love to dance. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man.
Thank you so much for listening to the TBH podcast. My name is Amos Haring. If you guys want to get on the show, make sure you contact us at tbhpodnz@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram at tbhpodnz. You can be on the YouTube channel. You can do anything that you want on this thing. Just, we want to grow the TBH team. So please email us, contact us, and thank you for listening to the TBH podcast.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, the Top of the South's community access media station, with support from New Zealand On Air. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.